T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Wednesday, August 12th. We'll be taking a look at Joe Biden's pick for vice presidential candidate.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council approves the 2021 budget. Some of the highlights are ahead.
Plans for Wichita youth football are on hold. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. A complex of thunderstorms that originated over northwestern Kansas has held together, and that is spreading in some clouds this morning in south central Kansas. What can we expect later today? Our full forecast is on the way.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast, 92% humidity. We are under a cloudy sky. It is 71 degrees. The Wichita City Council has approved the city's 2021 budget at $629 million.
The council restored about $390,000 in proposed cuts to the animal control budget thanks to increased revenue from licensing and fees. The animal shelter will make other operational changes as well. Management of Century 2 will be privatized. Arts and cultural services funding will remain flat after a 5% cut in 2020. Councilmember James Clendenin had a message for the record 52 speakers who voiced their opinion about the budget.
Don't be disheartened if you didn't see what you wanted to see today. And continue to have those community discussions.
The city projects a nearly $17 million loss next year thanks to COVID-19 related impacts. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A former female vice presidential candidate is giving advice to the newest woman running for VP.
Former GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin took to Instagram to congratulate Senator Kamala Harris after Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden chose her to be his running mate. Some of the advice Palin gave, quote, fight mightily to keep your own team with you. She also said some yahoos running campaigns will suffocate you with their own self-centered agenda. She also teased a future post saying more to come, including one of the funniest things in my life right before my debate with Senator Joe Biden. As for the idea of running again for the VP job, Palin told Fox News in 2018,
I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Palin campaigned for President Trump last election. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
The City of Wichita Park and Recreation Department announcing it's postponing the youth football program for the fall.
But they do have tentative plans to hold the program in the spring. Officials say the city of Wichita is following Sedgwick County recommendations regarding playing football and close contact sports, with the safety of the players, parents, and staff paramount. In a message to parents, Parks Director Troy Houtman says they are sorry that they have to postpone the season, but he adds they are looking forward to when they can host youth football players safely again. Details on the spring season will be released as plans are updated. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas residents voted by mail in large numbers this primary election. The Kansas Secretary of State's office says ballots were returned at a much higher rate than average. Final numbers show more than 80% of the mail-in ballots were sent back, compared to about two-thirds in 2016. Almost 53,000 ballots had not been returned by the deadline Friday. Too early to know how many of those are only ones that people simply didn't fill out, and how many will arrive too late to be counted. Katie Kopal, the Secretary of State's office, expects another surge of mail-in ballots in the November general election. Her office urges voters to drop off ballots in person or send them back with plenty of time for delivery.
We'll continue to encourage voters to be proactive in requesting their advance by mail ballots, to also be proactive in returning them.
The state will also look for ways to assist counties in processing mail-in ballots this fall. It does take more time than counting votes cast at the polls. West Point cadets conducted summer training despite the pandemic.
Colonel Alan Boyer, director of the West Point Military Instruction Department, says cadets learn how to throw live hand grenades and rappel as they trained in small groups wearing masks.
If we were to have a COVID incident, we could easily go in, isolate, quarantine those folks, treat them, clean them, and then get the platoon back to training.
The Army officer hopefuls, part of the class of 2024, also conducted water exercises. Much of the field training took place in wooded areas surrounding the military academy in New York State. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
An appeals court orders a judge in Michigan to release a teenage girl from detention, in part for not doing her homework.
An appeals court overturns Oakland Circuit Judge Mary Ellen Brennan's ruling to place a 15-year-old girl in juvenile detention after the girl allegedly violated her probation, including failing to do homework. In a case, the girl's attorney calls callous conduct on behalf of the judge, who also said in a hearing last month that the girl was placed in detention because she was a threat to her mother based on assault allegations and three police-involved confrontations. The girl was also accused of stealing at her school. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Revving up that cruise ship, naming from NASA, and the full weather forecast here on this Wednesday. It's all on the way. KNSS News Time, 7:06. KNSS News Time is 7:09. One major cruise line is taking a step toward restarting.
Carnival says its Italy-based Costa Cruises will gradually restart sailings next month. Its first ship will sail from Trieste September 6th, followed by a cruise from Genoa on September 19th. U.S. cruise lines have paused operations until October 31st. Carnival's British operation, P&O Cruises, is still on hold until November 12th. But if you're dreaming of cruising in sunny Italy this fall, remember for now, non-essential travel to Italy from the U.S. is prohibited. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
NASA reevaluating the way it names things.
The official names of galaxies, planets, and other cosmic objects are complicated. Typically, they consist of a long series of letters and numbers. So to simplify things, NASA has created nicknames for them. But now some of those names are being reexamined due to racial and cultural sensitivity. For example, the names Eskimo Nebula and Siamese Twins Galaxy will no longer be used. NASA says the goal is to align all names with the agency's values of diversity and inclusion, since science is for everyone. Pam Husso, Fox News.
7:10 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's check what's going on in the traffic situation here on this Wednesday morning commute.
This morning out there in traffic, we've got the gasoline prices look to be coming down just a little bit. Gasoline prices, more of those stations headed towards that $1.91 a gallon low out there. Average does still seem to be about $1.95 a gallon in Wichita, though. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And as we head into this Wednesday, let's check the weather forecast. Here's meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Now that we are well into a summer pattern, we go day to day sometimes as thunderstorm complexes hang on a little longer than expected. And that's the case this morning as they have spread in clouds across parts of south central Kansas. We expect to be partly cloudy and warm this afternoon, our high 90. Storms return again after midnight, our low 72, Thursday 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have 92% humidity, a breeze out of the southeast. We're under a cloudy sky. It is 71 degrees. There's your weather forecast here on this Wednesday, and we do have a line of rain that is still in central Kansas and moving this way. Who knows if it'll stay together by the time it gets here, but it's still even west of Kingman County. So
yeah,
it's still quite a ways west of here and hasn't even gotten to Reno or Kingman County yet. But it is in central Kansas, and it's moving east, and we'll see how it holds up as the day goes along. But sometimes that stuff kind of peters out before it gets here. We'll see.
Yeah. And it'll probably get here just in time to ruin my, you know, after morning walk around the pond a couple of times.
Something like that always happens. Yeah. It is 7:12 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS here on this Wednesday morning. A dog treading water nearly 4 miles offshore in Lake Michigan.
Wow.
You know, that dog is a goner. But this dog had somebody looking out for it. That dog has been rescued by a family who was out on a boating trip. Apparently they were boating in northwestern Michigan, and she saw a red animal in the lake and started screaming, "Dog in the water." They were able to get the dog onto the boat's swim platform and dried her off.
Hey.
Family had the dog scanned for a microchip, and they later found the dog's owner.
Of course.
4 miles offshore. In Lake Michigan. That's not warm water any either. That's cold, cold water.
I don't know. I remember the story from a couple of years ago when they were talking about cows found swimming ways offshore. That just impressed me a little bit more than a dog, but I'm glad they rescued the dog.
Ooh, yeah.
Obviously.
The last time Nestor Flores saw his bulldog, his wife was pregnant with their first child. Now he has 3 kids. 5 years later, the dog, Leela, stolen out of his backyard, and they've been reunited. So another case of a dog and family reunited.
Leela.
Dog was found wandering about 5 miles from Flores' home. Had an identifying chip implanted, allowed the shelter to reunite. So once again, 2 times here where a chip has helped a pet.
Chip is useful.
Relocate with its owner. The dog appeared to be calm and well cared for. Don't know what he was doing for 5 years, but... now it's back with its original family. Some 300 dolphins were caught on camera stampeding across the ocean near Dana Point, California.
Wow, dolphin stampede.
Minutes-long video captured by a private outfit shows dolphins leaping several feet into the air above the glistening waters, wowing those on board. The dolphins move fastest while coming out of the water, less resistance in air than in water. It's unknown why pods of dolphins do that stampede. But dolphin sightings off the Orange County coastline are not uncommon. A dolphin pod caught stampeding in waters near Laguna Beach made big news around the world last year. Once in a while, hundreds of dolphins get together and they cavort and put on a show, and they become viral.
Yeah.
Get those videos out everywhere. Parents have weighed in on reopening schools. Teachers weighing in, too. Public health experts, cities, states, President Trump. What about the kids? What do they say?
Sure.
Everybody from kindergartners to high schoolers faced with a range of scenarios, expressing both fear and glee over leaving home to learn. Many say they're most worried about fellow students who break the rules on masks and keeping their distance, especially in areas that are hotspots for the coronavirus. Others happily returning to classrooms. Some disappointed their schools have decided to begin the new year online with plans to open later on. Having a deal with whatever comes your way.
I guess it would just depend on what you were used to. If you were used to in-person classes and you had to switch to this online learning stuff, I think you might want to go back. It just could be something that you'd like to get back to.
Back to that normalcy that is seeming to elude us all ever since March. The iconic summer job for high school and college students has been on the wane for a couple decades now. But the pandemic is squeezing even more youngsters out of the workforce.
Yep.
Some of them have to borrow more money. Others have turned to pickup jobs like Instacart. And then they're competing with older people who are similarly sidelined. One university professor says summer work remains crucial for young people's development, often leading to higher earnings and higher levels of education. According to labor stats, the unemployment rate for those in the 16 to 24 age range, 18.5% in July. It's double what it was last year. So,
anytime unemployment's up there and a little bit high, that sort of thing happens.
It's up for those in that age range as well. KNSS News Time 7:17. A city in Oregon has joined Boise, Idaho, eliciting a precedent-setting court ruling. It will change how cities nationwide cite and fine people who live outside. A federal judge has decided that Grants Pass, Oregon, violated its homeless residents' Eighth Amendment rights by excluding them from parks without due process and citing them for sleeping outside. And that ruling builds on a landmark case from Boise 2 years ago that said that cities cannot make it illegal to sleep or rest outside without providing those folks with sufficient indoor alternatives. And this city in Oregon does plan to appeal, but the federal ruling indicates that they're once again upholding the fact that cities cannot fine people if they choose to live outside. It is 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And a lot of what we're talking about today concerns football. Will there be a football season? And right now, for some it's yes, and for some it's no. So there's not even a definitive answer on that. Two of the Power Five college football conferences have made their decision on the upcoming college football and fall sports season. The other three of the Big Five are kind of in a little bit of a tighter position now. Here's Fox's Doug McElway with the details.
You're saying they should play.
I think they should play.
The Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences announced the fall sports season is postponed, joining at least 21 other NCAA conferences in either canceling or delaying fall sports. The Big Ten commissioner cited, quote, "There was too much uncertainty regarding potential medical risks to allow our student athletes to compete this fall." Division I football is a huge driver of the more than $18 billion spent on athletics in 2018 at 1,100 NCAA schools. Its revenue funds everything from $3.5 billion in financial aid to $3.4 billion in coaches' pay.
So here's where we stand right now. The Pac-12 and the Big Ten conferences say no football this fall. The Atlantic Coast Conference and the Southeastern Conference say yes, they are going to go ahead with football. The Big 12 Conference, and that includes Kansas State and Kansas, the Big 12 reports indicate that the Big 12 does want to proceed and go ahead with football and that a forthcoming schedule will be released shortly. The city of Wichita says no youth football this fall. That's been postponed to the spring. Friends University is planning to play football this fall. In fact, the Pac-12 conference has canceled all sports through the end of the year. And that would even include the beginning of the winter sports like basketball. So here we are, a very much a chaotic patchwork about what's going on in college athletics. Former college football coach Lou Holtz says, hey, kids want to play, and we want to go ahead with this. Let them do it.
You're saying they should play.
I think they should play, but then again, that's my thing. I think that you ought to say to the players, you want to play if you have a problem, if you have an asthma problem, if you're diabetic or something, and you have a legitimate reason you don't want to play, absolutely, don't play. The rest of you want to play, let's go play. I think that we shut everything down for 6 months. I'm going crazy about being quarantined. I think other people are tired of it. Let's move on with our life. When they stormed Normandy, they knew that there were going to be cash and there's going to be risk. 2% of the people that can they go to the emergency room go for COVID-19. 2% of it is going down. But young people, Bill, they think it's like cancer. They think they're going to die.
Lou Holtz there on Fox News. He says, hey, open it up and let's go. But many people have different opinions as well. So we continue day by day with this process. Pro basketball in the NBA in Orlando in the bubble yesterday. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Washington Wizards 126-113. Coming off the bench for the Bucks, former Kansas Jayhawk Frank Mason with 19 points, a half dozen assists, and 5 rebounds. The Milwaukee Bucks have already clinched the number one spot in the East. We are late in the regular season in the NBA. And in Major League Baseball yesterday, the Kansas City Royals were down 5-1 in Cincinnati, came back to tie it up, then the Reds won it in the 10th inning. Reds 6, Royals 5, as the Royals' 4-game winning streak is snapped. KC had chances, but went 3-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Those are opportunities left unheeded. There you go. The Reds win it 6-5. The Royals and the Reds wrap up this brief 2-game series in Cincinnati this evening. 5:30 p.m. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. And a happy birthday today to a Wichita sports legend, Lynette Woodard. Wichita native, basketball great. She is in the Basketball Hall of Fame, the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, the National High School Hall of Fame, four-time All-American in her college days at KU, and, of course, a couple of state titles in her high school years at Wichita North High School. All-time scoring leader in major college women's basketball and the first woman to play for the Harlem Globetrotters, Wichita's sports treasure. Happy birthday to Lynette Woodard. She is 61 today, and that's Sports with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for traffic and weather. And, of course, more global warming, gloom, and doom. Let's talk about that on the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.